The next town we will come to is Hager City. The most well-known feature of Hager City is the Bow and Arrow Formation. Just east of Hager City, you'll see a set of boulders that the first people to survey the area thought resembled a large bow strung with an arrow and aimed at Lake Pepin. There is an historic marker located along the road that gives details about the rock formation. The rock formation is a well-known landmark and would have been a point of reference for travelers along the Mississippi River for thousands of years. Hager City has its origins with the railroad. The town itself was founded by the Chicago, Burlington, and Northern Railroad in 1886. The advent of the railroad in the late 1800s brought a sharp decrease in riverboat traffic as rail replaced boats and barges as the main form of transportation along the river. Today, the rail lines that run along the entire length of the Wisconsin Great River Road are highly active, with between 75 and 80 freight trains running every day. Many travelers along the Wisconsin Great River Road find the numerous trains and the variety of goods carried in the freight cars to be one of the most fascinating aspects of the trip. Along this stretch of the river road, you will enjoy a number of rock outcroppings as well as some heavily forested areas. The mix of hardwoods and conifers make this stretch especially appealing during the fall. While forests exist along much of the Wisconsin Great River Road and along much of the upper Mississippi River, the landscape today is very different than it was centuries ago. Terry Mesh, Pepin County Economic Development Coordinator and local history buff, describes the practice of controlled burns.
Most of this area is a sand prairie around here in Pepin, and that would have been regularly burned off by the indigenous peoples to keep the forest from overgrowing and to encourage the prairie animals that they sought, grouse and deer and buffalo and many others that depended on grass. They were relied on the prairies. The only place you found big woods 300 or 400 years ago was in the deep ravines where the fires would burn over. Even the tops of the bluffs around here were burned off to keep the prairie land.
Though it's hard to believe today as you drive through the densely forested areas along the Great River Road, wood was in fact in short supply before European settlers arrived. Robert Ernie Bozart, an archaeologist from the Mississippi River Archaeology Center, explains.
The one resource that was a critical resource in this area was wood. Wood for fuel, wood for building and things like that. Because again, when you're driving up and down the Great River Road today, it's a forested, you know, bluffs all the way up and down the river. And it's just green and it's forest. They're harvesting the trees. You go back 150 years ago and most of these bluffs were they were just prairie. With a few scattered oak savanna environment. And if you look at the early paintings from the 1830s and such, you can see the bluffs are just barren of trees. And that's after a period of time when actually the Native American population is down a bit. So what we're finding more and more that Native Americans through time did affect was the wood population, because the forests were suppressed by fire. The prairie fires would have swept through regularly through this area. And there's natural fires, lightning strikes and things like that, but the Native Americans were also intentionally setting fires. And they were suppressing that forest growth as well. And so if you go back to, say, 2,000 years in time, and through most of the time, there was no forest here. Now that becomes critical at the end of the effigy mound culture when you think about living here in January, the upper Mississippi River, it's awfully cold, and you need fuel to keep you warm. Well, fuel is if there's not a lot of fuel, it's hard to stay warm, and so it became a very essential resource.
Though the entire landscape was shaped by the Native American cultures that were the first inhabitants of this area and lived here for thousands of years, most signs of these early cultures are hidden from the untrained eye. Again, Robert Ernie Bozart.
As you're driving up and down the Great River Road, you should be aware that everywhere you're looking, people have lived there in the past, going back 12,000 years. Most of what is remaining from those cultures, you can't see. It's buried in the ground. But there are certain places that you can see the evidence of the past cultures, and it's primarily in the form of the mounds that were constructed all across the upper Mississippi River Valley, and the bluff tops, and down in the valley, and all across the landscape. There used to be 15,000 mounds in this region. Many, many were obliterated by urban development and plowing and things like that. But there's some preserved, and in almost every park up and down the Mississippi River, you'll find mounds. So Wyalusing State Park in Wisconsin, Pikes Peak State Park on the Iowa side, Effigie Mounds National Monument, Nelson Dewey State Park, Perot State Park, and as you go up the river, there's lots of parks that have mounds, and sometimes they're interpreted, sometimes they're not, but if just walking around, you'll see those. And those are the burial places of the people who lived here going back to about 2,500 years ago or so.
Please pause the audio tour now and continue again after you've passed Hager City.